Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Welcome back to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Tim Wildman here with Ed Vitagliano and Steve Jordahl. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Tim.
Folks, if you want to send us an email complimenting us on the program, you could. Why are y'all laughing?
No. That's a good idea. They should.
Because that's all we get is compliments.
Then just send to the send to this address, comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net.
And if they want to criticize the program, it's at wedon'treallycare@afr.net, right? Is that
duly noted? Steve, no, we do care. We will receive unto ourselves constructive criticism, but barely.
Unto ourselves. Unto us.
But it better be good.
Right. It better be very constructive.
Yeah.
If it's going to be
you better have a good point.
Critique.
Destructive criticism is just wrong.
Yes, it is.
Destructive. I've never heard that expression before. Yes, if you have some destructive criticism and you want to break us as human beings and our self-confidence be destroyed, you can send that to this address.
Yeah.
All right. You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Steve, before we get into the other news, the news is starting to build about a storm out over the Gulf.
Yeah,
have
it looks.
Have you been reading this?
Well, I've been looking a little bit at the weather here, and here in northern Mississippi, we are supposed to get some pretty strong weather this afternoon. But yeah, I think a storm.
That's unrelated, isn't it, or is it related?
I haven't had a chance to look. Let me look it up right now, though, because
this storm is. It's looking at tonight out in the Gulf and swinging towards the coast by Saturday morning, it looks like.
But when you say coast, you're talking about Louisiana.
Yes.
Could be a hurricane, they say, by landfall. Maybe
Friday a.m. I'm having a hard time figuring out where. It looks like Friday morning it will be just off the coast and then making landfall Saturday. I'm just looking at the cone.
This is a strange development because – most of the time, first of all, we're early in hurricane season, all right?
Yeah.
Hurricane season is typically thought of as August, September, and even October, as, the Gulf and the waters out in the Atlantic warm.
Yeah.
Because of summertime. But
right.
Now, but the hurricanes of the tropical storms usually begin off western Africa.
They do. They
but
do.
Here we got a situation.
It's a low pressure right off of Tallahassee that looks like it's going to wind up and hit somewhere.
It's actually off Pensacola and Destin and
right.
That in that area. It's about 100 miles off, but it's starting there and it's going to move.
It's going to make a clockwise.
To your point, it's not starting off the coast of
right.
West Africa and making
right.
its way.
Right.
And then nobody knows where it's going to go and they track it.
A lot of rain, though.
Yeah.
A lot of rain. But anyway.
Yeah.
It'll affect a lot of people that in our listening area.
Yeah, Houston, you know those folks, and we have had people in Arkansas, Louisiana. You know those folks don't want to see another big storm coming through dumping more rain.
Right. Have you also? I probably shouldn't get into this because I don't know. I don't only know enough to
get yourself in trouble.
Yeah, one of those things. But have you read about the beaches on the Mississippi Gulf Coast have been closed? Because of, toxicity?
It's bacteria.
Yeah.
It's just,
yeah. Have you read about this?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm like you. I don't know enough to get myself in trouble.
It's caused by fertilizer being used farming all over the country, the middle part of the country.
The pictures are strange. They get these algae bloom pictures in Lake Pontchartrain, in Louisiana, mm-hmm. and then these pictures off the coast, and people have gotten sick,
right?
Going into the ocean because of this bacteria.
Well, and they're talking about this moving eastward. And I'm just thinking to myself,
well,
how far eastward? Because then you start running into Gulf Shores, and then you start running into the Florida Panhandle. I mean, how far does this go out?
Right.
How far is it going
to
go out?
Likely to stir a bunch of that stuff up too. Maybe pick it up and dump it on land.
Yeah.
Back
we better stop right there because I don't know anymore. I'm not confident enough to talk anymore about this. I'm not a marine biologist, but I just know what I saw on that there internet.
Well, Normie.
And you can believe that, can't you, Ed?
HABs occur when colonies of algae.
That is a really
water.
Bad imitation.
Who is he doing?
He's trying to do. Are you trying to do Cliff Clavin?
I guess I was.
Well, there, Normie.
Oh, Cliff Clavin. Who is this guy that does the national rental car commercials?
That guy's
hilarious.
Yeah.
I don't know who he is.
I don't know if I've seen that.
You know, he's a.
If it's funny, send it to me. I love to laugh.
He does the national. Now you started Ed.
You
on
got
it.
Me started.
I did.
So
I was reading from CNN, and it sounded like I knew what I was talking about.
A little known truth there. You know.
Okay, guys. Right. I think we need to move on.
Let's move on.
Well, you know what I found funny?
You got to keep me going.
Which is really not funny, but what I find interesting is that the Drudge Report, which is one of the sites I visit 3 or 4 times a day, to see what they got. It's kind of, if you ever start going to the Drudge Report, you will become addicted to the Drudge Report, at least headlines mm-hmm. for the day.
Yeah.
You'll end up checking it 4 or 5 times a day.
Because they have enough oddball stuff on there. It's not all just hard news. It's
No, it's TMZ stuff.
There's a couple of things where you go, wow, did that really happen?
But he does do a good job, the Drudge Report does, of finding news that's important that the mainstream media does not cover.
Right.
And it's only an aggregate, really. It's very simple, the Drudge Report. But anyway, the lead story for the Drudge Report today is it says that debt piles up. Talking about our federal debt, and it says deficit 25% higher since election. And the reason I say this is interesting is nobody gives a rip. Does anybody in the country, Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative, care at all about...
You're talking about politicians.
Our federal debt? Do you care, Ed?
I do care.
Okay, why do you care, Ed?
Well, because I think eventually, and we've had discussions on this,
uh-huh.
I think eventually we're going to get burned.
Are we now?
Yeah.
Eventually. When is this going to happen, Ed?
Well, I can't predict it. I know about as much about the economics as I do about algae blooms off the coast. But I do know this.
Mm-hmm.
There are rules to my bank account.
Mm-hmm.
And I think even though the government prints money, I think eventually there are rules that will catch up. I know we've had this conversation. You think we've been
well? I
this
used
for
to be where you are.
I know.
I used to we've be. I was a Ron Paulite.
Yeah.
I was preaching about this. You know that this is. I remember us doing a show on it. We taped and recorded and everything. Tried to get out to as many people we could on DVD. Steve,
mm-hmm.
This is. 7 or 8 years ago or so about the national debt. And it was like $10 to $13 trillion at the time. I'm talking about the debt, not the deficit. The deficit.
There's two different things.
Yeah. The deficit is the annual amount of money that we spend more than we take in as a U.S. federal government. And that piles up eventually to create what we call the national debt, which is at 20.
So is it 22 trillion now?
$22 trillion. And people used to tell me at the time, some people would say, you're causing people, you're an alarmist because that doesn't matter. It only matters what the GDP is opposed to the amount of, to the debt. And I thought to myself at the time, these people are just trying to confuse me because I know what I'm talking about here. because you can't keep spending this much money and it not affect the economy. But I'm just saying to you, heretofore, and I love using that word. I think it's a lost word in the English language.
And you're doing your best
heretofore,
to bring it back.
And I know some people, and this is, folks, this is not thus saith the Lord. So do not email me and say, Tim, you're off on your theology or anything like this. This is an opinion of man. And I'm the man.
Right. You are the man, sir.
You're the man.
Okay. If the debt was going to be harmful to the American economy, it would have been harmful by now. That is my point. What is the difference between $23 trillion and $75 trillion? Tell me now.
Because you're not going to ever recover.
Hold on, Ed. That was a rhetorical question.
Okay. My apologies.
Yes. And meant to be answered by the person who asked it. And that is, if you're $23 trillion and $75 trillion, what is the difference now? We have printing machines, right?
Yes, we do.
You mentioned that.
Yeah.
And we have, Steve, you're here for a reason, so hang on.
I'm here.
That we have printing machines and we are the world reserve currency. Am I right?
Yes.
So that says to me somebody in the world is going to have a better currency and a more valuable currency above the American dollar to take the place of the American, and I don't see that happening anywhere in the world. The euro's going down. So anyway, I'm being somewhat tongue in cheek with all this. I understand that the laws of but the laws of normal economics do not apply to the United States federal government. Now, you were going to retort?
I was going to retort because this is not we're no longer rhetorical. It's paying the interest on the debt that will eventually catch up to the United States.
Okay, give me 60 seconds on
we have to pay the interest on the debt. If it begins to swallow up the entire federal budget, that means it squeezes out what we can do for military and education and all those kinds of things.
Print more money.
Well, then dollars become worth less.
Then they do become worthless.
Then you have hyperinflation. Now this is coming from I'm not an economic expert, but that is what I believe will happen.
So we got to get to 50 trillion.
I don't know. I mean, you got me on that because
$22 trillion.
We've been talking about this since the Obama administration.
And you know what it is? It's a 15-second news story. Oh yes, today the national debt clock. What'd you say, Steve?
It's $22,482,971,400,000, and it's going too fast. I've got the U.S. debt clock. .org has this running debt clock.
Yeah.
It's mesmerizing. If you sit here, just look at the numbers go. It is
moves fast. Understand?
You do have me on the. You know, at what point? I have no idea at what point. You know.
Yeah, but you're a little boy that cries wolf.
That's what
I became.
Yeah.
Finally, I stopped believing myself. You know, after
and even the Republicans
5 years of warning that this is going to take us down.
Just be careful because you know what happened.
And then we have a booming economy. Stock market's never done better, and the economy is going crazy.
Low unemployment. I know.
With $22 trillion of debt.
You know how that story ends, though. Little boy who cried wolf.
Well, that's
true. The wolf finally does come.
Yeah.
Duly
noted. But there's no. Remember when Republicans used to be? Republicans used to be the party of fiscal conservatism and budget cutting and
not anymore.
Trying to balance everything. The Republicans meet. They don't even talk about that.
And Bush 43 was really the break for the Republican Party away from fiscal conservatism.
Where are you looking at, Steve? Right here, this number right here on the debt clock?
The debt, that's the national debt at the top left there. Yeah. And then our total debt is right, I think, in the middle there.
USdebtclock.org. $22,482,000.
I'm with Michelle on Facebook. She says, more cowbell. So
There you Michelle, go.
More printing machines. All right, Steve.
Just as we were going on the air today, a federal appeals court sided with President Trump and dismissed a lawsuit claiming that the president is illegally profiting from foreign and state government visitors at his real estate holdings in downtown Washington. The case was brought by attorneys general from several different states. The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals says you don't have standing, which means you're not being aggrieved by this, so you cannot sue. And so it was a victory for the president's team. Although I suppose if they do find someone with standing, I don't know how they'll do that. They could
How many lawyers does the president have?
Oh, well, he's got a whole Justice Department.
Yeah, if it's a government, if it's a federal government.
I'm talking about, they have White House counselors,
yes.
Right, lawyers, and then they have,
he has
his own personal team.
Right.
And then he hired a team just to take care of the Mueller stuff. Remember, that was.
Yep.
I don't know how you keep up with all that stuff. If you're a president, I mean, even President Trump probably has somebody reviewing the billing hours from all these lawyers. Must be incredible. But the White House attorney would handle what stuff related to him being president. But something like this right here, where
they didn't have personal attorneys handling this.
The emoluments clause.
Like Jay Sekulow, though, isn't he one of
these? He is one. The emoluments clause, if you're claiming that it's an emoluments clause violation, you're saying it's a constitutional violation. So that would come under his authority as the president. So in his. That's kind of a strange mix, and if A were here, he could probably clear it up. But on the one hand, he's personally profiting, but on the other hand, it's because he's president. It's not like we're deciding whether he did a crime.
I see.
Yeah, this story that Steve's talking about, a federal appeals court Wednesday, that's today, sided with President Trump, dismissing a lawsuit claiming the president is illegally profiting from foreign and state government visitors at his luxury hotel in downtown Washington, D.C. The guy owns a hotel. He actually owned it before he became president. And he took the old post office in Washington, D.C. and turned it into a hotel, a Trump property hotel, again, before he became president.
Right.
So now people stay at the hotel? Big deal. Well, I don't understand how that. Well, I guess the judge agreed with me on that one.
He does. If you were the Prince of Switzerland, and they don't have a prince, but if you were some dignitary from an outside and you wanted to visit and get a favor from the president,
listen,
you might think that, hey, I'll stay at the Trump Hotel and drop that. But yeah.
If you want to get influence, you should have done it when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. Because then you can pay to play.
Right.
Okay, all you got to do is make a big check to the Clinton Foundation, and then we'll get you in to see the secretary.
Yeah.
That's what you call a violation of ethics right there, if not illegal. And that was never really investigated properly. But it was reported, the facts were reported, how people, I'm not making this up just because I don't like Hillary Clinton. I'm telling you, the records were there. Of all the people that donate, look at the records today for the donations for, I don't do this every day, but I've seen enough to know the Clinton Donation Foundation donations are down. Why? Because people thought she was going to be president, and these world powers, these world leaders, these businessmen from around the world wrote big checks to the Clinton Foundation so that they could get influence with Hillary Clinton, who was going to be president of the United States, and that didn't work out.
On the other hand, Who really thinks that President
staying at
Trump,
a hotel for a couple nights is going to get you in good with the president?
You think President Trump is looking at the guest list? Oh, well, get them in. I want to see them. Thank you so much. I hope you use the mini bar because that's where we really rack up.
They would be they would probably have a better case.
I've stayed at that hotel before, by the way.
The Trump Hotel?
Yes, sir. Very, very nice. Had a meeting up there. It got a good rate.
Oh.
And I don't want to tell you what a good rate is in Washington, D.C., but it was...
No, I imagine...
If you have to get a hotel room in D.C. or in New York in particular...
It's astronomical.
Oh, yeah. It's three or four times what you would pay, anywhere else in the country, pretty much. All right, you're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Some of these rooms in Washington and New York, I would say... When you pay, you don't want to leave the room because you feel like you know, you need to stay there to get your money's worth
right
out of it, you know. All right, Steve, next story.
It wouldn't be today's issue's 11 o'clock hour if we didn't hear a little bit from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She was on a talk show in New York recently, and they started talking about all things immigration. And then she lowered this little boom. This is her speaking. The last cut.
ICE is not under DOJ. It's under the Department of Homeland Security. And so we have now...
Would you get rid of Homeland Security, too?
I think so. I think we need to undo a lot of the egregious mistakes that the Bush administration did.
All right.
The Bush administration.
Yes, 9/11 happened, and Department of Homeland Security in place to keep us safe from another 9/11.
So you're telling me Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, you're not telling me. She just told me.
She did.
She's for doing away with the Department of Homeland Security.
Yep.
And she's also for doing away with ICE, right?
Yes.
You said that before. Is she for police at all?
Who knows? This for the Republicans, and especially Donald Trump, the president, she is the gift that keeps on giving, because she continues to drive the Democratic Party to the left. But what she just said, I think that's too far even for most of the Democratic candidates.
Yeah, but let's role play for just a minute, because this is interesting. You both can respond to this, because I think you're right, but this is like Joe Biden when they ask him, should all illegal immigrants get free health care, and he raises his hand halfway.
Yeah,
right.
Remember that? Everybody else got their hand full up, and he's got his halfway because he doesn't really know what to do in that situation. This is the left. If you put the left against the left on this one, if they apply the same tactics they do against us, what she would say, AOC would say, they would say, well, did you say you're against you would disband, do away with the Department of Homeland Security?
Yes.
And she would say, yes, I did, because they are violating basic human rights of immigrants trying to come here from Central, wherever. And then if you said, but we need Homeland Security to defend our country against terrorists, she would say, so you are for the mistreatment.
Right.
You're only fostering the mistreatment of these poor people coming here trying to escape violence from Central America.
That's exactly how they play the game, and it is very enjoyable watching it happen amongst
Biden the
Democrats.
Doesn't know what to do with this.
That's right.
Are you seeing him?
It is a blast.
His head's spinning.
Watching it, yeah.
And it's spinning slower than it was when he was 35, but it's still spinning.
That's why they're saying to him, so you are in favor of segregation because you said that you could get along with Robert Byrd in the Senate. He was a segregationist,
But the interesting thing is Biden does this to other people.
Oh, yeah.
He's used these same tactics against President Trump.
That's why watching it.
He's invoked Charlottesville.
Yep. Yes.
You know, Trump is, this is Biden, basically Trump is a KKK grand wizard because he said there were good people and bad people in on both sides in Charlottesville. So you got to have context
on
what Trump was meaning and what he said, but no, there's no allowance for that.
Right.
You are you are a racist, and this is so. What's funny is the liberals now. Biden's having this used on him, what he's employed against conservatives.
It is
fun to watch. It is good sport.
I eat popcorn watching this.
Thanks,
there's
Steve.
No hockey on, so I get to watch this.
No hockey on. Yeah, we got 3 more months till hockey season starts again.
70 days.
Not that you're keeping up with it, right? All right, we'll see you back here tomorrow, folks. Have a great day.